Floods threatened homes throughout the Czech Republic during much of March and April. Now the water is subsiding, but authorities are concerned about another possible threat, mosquitoes. The annoying little insects aren't just a nuisance, they can also spread serious diseases. The government took action against a possible outbreak earlier this week before the mosquitoes are set to go airborne. Radio Prague's Brian Sabin spoke to officials about the threat and what's been done to stop it.
As water lines along the Elbe, or Labe as the Czechs call it, and other rivers throughout the Czech Republic drain back to safe levels, Dr. František Retek's concern is just beginning. All the standing water left by the floods, especially in forest areas, makes prime breeding grounds for mosquitoes. Dr. Retek is an authority on mosquito control at the National Institute of Public Health.
Yes, I'm afraid that the situation in some parts of Czech Republic is pretty serious. And those parts belong to the region around South and Central Moravia, parallel to rivers Morava and Dia.
That area was hardest hit during the catastrophic floods of August 2002. The mosquito situation then became serious, and insecticides, which are less effective and can harm the environment, had to be sprayed. Fear of mosquito-induced viral fevers and other diseases ran high until cold weather killed off the parasites. Dr. Retek says he doesn't expect the threat to be as serious this time.
I would say the situation in the Labe lowland, so regions or areas parallel to Labe, there are mosquitoes, of course, but if we compare the situation with the big flood in 2002, it is absolutely not so catastrophic.
Radio Prague spoke with Dr. Retek on Wednesday morning, just minutes before he left to lead a preventative effort against possible infestations. 15 tons of larvicide, called Vectobac, had just arrived from the United States. The chemical pellets will be spread throughout South Moravian floodplains and in some areas around Prague. The pellets cost the Czech Republic about $200,000. The U.S. government kicked in $30,000 to cover the costs of shipping the pellets to Prague so quickly. U.S. Embassy spokesman Jan Kirch says there was no time to wait.
This was a very time-sensitive need in the sense that a couple of weeks down the road, it would be too late. The larvicide would have already been transformed into mosquitoes, and so the larvae would have been transferred into mosquitoes, and so the larvicide would no longer be effective in fighting this problem.
Vectobac pellets are designed to poison mosquito food sources. The chemicals, according to Dr. Retek and others, do not harm the environment since they only become toxic at the specific pH level found inside a larva's digestive system. Still, the pellets won't wipe out all mosquitoes. Dr. Retek expects the first wave to be airborne by May 1st, but adds that most of their bites will be harmless.
Of course, mosquitoes transfer quite a lot of pathogens, but the threat of such a transmission in Czech Republic is really marginal.
Czechs can use repellents to ward off mosquitoes, Dr. Retek says. It's also a good idea to drain and scrub any outdoor tubs or fountains that hold standing water, so that they don't become backyard breeding grounds. Meanwhile, Jan Kirch wouldn't make a direct connection between the United States' recent flood assistance and the Czech Republic's aid in the wake of last year's Hurricane Katrina. Rather, he says the U.S. is only living up to the responsibility of being a good ally.
The Czechs then were very helpful to us at the time of Katrina, the hurricane last year, in the southern part of the United States, and they were very helpful and still are. In fact, just this week, a team of restoration experts, historical preservation experts, went to the United States to go to New Orleans to help restore a damaged historic cemetery. So this is an ongoing back and forth between friends, and since the Czech Republic is a good ally of the United States, and we simply help each other out in times of need.
Brian Sabin there with that report. And we just heard Jan Kirch there talk.